Hello, and welcome to the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast, your weekly 7-minute biblical leadership lesson. This series is called Leading People into Financial Freedom. We hope you will find it helpful in your financial growth. If you would like to listen to past episodes or to download the notes, please go to www.outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseedleadership. Now, here's today's episode.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. We're doing a series all about leading people into financial freedom. Such a critical topic, and we've got 10 lessons on how do we as leaders help our people, lead our people into a better understanding of biblical financial principles and how to walk in financial freedom. Now, we're on part 4, which is once again going to be a little two-parter. Last week, the last two episodes, in fact, we've been looking at finance and lordship. That's the starting point, the foundation. How do we bring our finances under the lordship of Jesus? That's critical. It's crucial. If you didn't get those two, please go back and have a listen to those last two episodes. But now what we want to do for the next two episodes, I'm going to be looking at this thing called generosity. Now that our finance is under the lordship of Jesus, how do we move forward? What are the practical steps we want to look at? So the big idea, as leaders, we need to help people transition from thinking budgets and investments, which are all good things in the financial world, to learn to think like farmers. And the big idea we want to grab hold of today is in this area of understanding finance and farming in the kingdom of God, because the two are very intrinsically linked. Have a look at 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6, for example. It says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. That's a huge kingdom principle about sowing and reaping. What you sow is how you're going to reap. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Remember, the big idea is, how do we get to that place of generous reaping? In other words, financial breakthrough. And it's just told us, if you want to reap generously, you're going to have to be sowing generously as well. Sowing and reaping is the kingdom way in terms of finances. It carries on a few verses later in 2 Corinthians 9, verses 10 and 11. It says, now he, speaking about the Father, who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You'll be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. So here's the big idea. This is what I'd love you to catch hold of today. When money in the kingdom of God, if you're a follower of Jesus, in the kingdom of God, if you take money and you give it, kingdom giving, something supernatural happens. That money is supernaturally changed from finance into seed. When seed is sown, when money is given, it supernaturally changes from finance into seed. Now, the beautiful thing is there's a big difference between, for example, taking marbles, throwing marbles on the ground. There's no life in them. But when money is taken and given, seed is sown, and seed carries within it the power of life, the power of growth, and the power of multiplication. That's the word of God. Now, note this, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. Now, this is where it goes wrong for most followers of Jesus. It says, follow the logic. Paul says, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. So can you imagine right now, you get a salary and it arrives in your bank account, but actually it's not one thing, it's two things. It says, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. What's the difference? You see, you can take the same seed and you can grind it down and make flour and make bread, or you can take that same seed and put it in the ground and it'll produce a harvest. In other words, the seed that lands in your bank account, it all looks the same. And so for most followers of Jesus, well, they just treat it the same. It's like, yay, this is my food. They take all their seed, they grind it down, they make food, and they eat away all of their provision. But what God's word says is he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. Wisdom and growth in the kingdom of God is learning to discern and separate what should be sown, given, and what should be consumed for me. And getting that right is the key to breaking out of poverty, breaking out of financial mess for the future. So that's what the word of God says. God gives you both, same salary, but it consists of two different things. The temptation is to eat all of your seed instead of eating some and sowing the rest. And that's the big revelation of today. The power of seeds is in the ability to multiply. If that becomes a revelation, if faith rises up inside of you, hey, my money can multiply, how? not through investments and budgets. That's helpful. But in the kingdom of God, money multiplies when it's sown and given. So this is a very big difference between scattering marbles and scattering seed. One has no life in it, the other has life. Let me finish off by just giving you a super practical example. Let's say, for example, I come from KZN, we've got a lot of sugar cane. Maybe you come from a different part of the world, a different part of South Africa where they grow a whole lot of millies. But let's say you take a millie cob. There we go, South African millie cob. If you've ever taken the time to actually count how many seeds are actually on a millie cob, someone has, and the average is about 350 or so. So let's say every millie cob has got 350 seeds. So let's say you take off one. I mean, you could eat the whole cob, but let's say you take off one seed. That one little seed, you put it into the ground, good soil, water it, and it grows. 3 months later, the one seed has now produced a millie stalk and tree, whatever you want to call it. And on that, it's got three more cobs. Each cob has 350 times three, that's more than 1,000 seeds. That's the revelation that's got to break into our heart. You mean one little seed, 3 months later, produced 1,000 seeds. That's the power of sowing and reaping. When that revelation breaks into our heart, when it's not just a good idea, but actually you put your faith in it, one seed can produce 1,000 seeds. When that becomes true, that revelation will be the key to getting you out of a financial mess, a hole, and a whole lot of debt into a place where your finances are a blessing and you can live generously and victoriously. I hope that revelation breaks into your heart. Next week, we're going to look at how do we give well? How do we think like farmers? How do we give well? But that's built on this foundation that you believe that money given becomes seed that's sown and seed multiplies. So over to you. Here are some questions I'd love you to ponder today. How does the concept of money being seed change your thinking? And I hope it does change your thinking. Let it get deep inside of you. Number two, if money given becomes seed sown, what percentage of your seed do you have in the ground right now? Now, just be honest. Do a personal assessment. Remember that whole salary arrives, but what percentage of that seed that lands in your bank account or however you get paid, is all of it being consumed or is some of it being sown? That I'd love you to think about. Because then question number three, if your income consists of seed for sowing and bread for food, what is the ideal ratio that you would aspire to? Is it the 10% like that tithe? No, 10% I'll sow. Or remember, the more you sow, the more you reap. If you want to reap generously, you've got to sow generously. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could begin to stretch that ratio by faith and courage now, trusting in the power of seeds to multiply? Anyway, I hope that all makes sense, and I hope that it becomes life and revelation to you. This is powerful. This is what transforms us out of financial mess, out of poverty mentality, and into the wonders of what God has for us. So I hope it's helpful. Next week, we're going to look more practically, practical thinking like a farmer. How do we give to ensure a greater harvest in return? Hope it helps. Till then, God bless and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Remember, if you'd like the notes that come along with this episode or any one of our past episodes, you can visit outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseed leadership, where you can see all our past episodes, all the resources and notes that go along with this. Until next time, keep growing.